Concerns that Aboriginal people might soon disappear led anthropologists to collect thousands of hair samples between 1928 and 1970s. Now, geneticists have used those samples to go back in time to the arrival of the first Australians, and the results can tie displaced Indigenous Australians to their original land. Dr. Raymond Tobler, a researcher from the Australian Centre for Ancient DNA, spoke to The Wire's Aislinn Rossi to explain the findings.
What we saw was you could actually see the original colonisation patterns into Australia, and no one expected that, because if you have people moving around, all those really, really old events, pretty quickly they get mixed up and it's very unclear and you can't recover anything. So what that suggests is that people had moved into Australia, and it was a long time ago, about 50,000 years ago. But since that point, they have stayed more or less in place. And I mean, we're talking, you know, we've got 100 samples now. It's not a lot, but the patterns that we're seeing are so striking that it's already suggesting that there's been very, very little movement and people have been staying on country for very, very long periods of time.
So this DNA explains the deep connections that Aboriginal people have with their land.
Yeah, I think, to put that in perspective, 50,000 years is a long part of human history. We have a pretty good idea now that most human beings that live outside of Africa are all descended from a single migration out of Africa, and that only took place somewhere between 55,000 and 60,000 years ago. So people got to Australia earlier than they actually got to Europe. I mean, that gives you a bit of pause for thought to think, you know, all the remarkable diversity that you see in Europe, well, you've got similar sort of thing here in Australia. So when you're talking about Aboriginal people, you're talking about a very, very diverse culturally, socially, you know, historically group of people.
How important was consent of the donors in the process of this research?
The way that the project operates is we actually get in touch with families. So if we can't find the hair donor themselves, then we look for their descendants. And so we place the consent process in their hands. And this means that people have a direct say over whether or not they want to participate in the project or not. We really want to get people directly involved in the research. What's quite important is that we get their perspectives on the results, because it's important to help interpret what the genetic patterns are telling us. And there's a lot of history stored in those communities that can help us understand those patterns. People are becoming aware now that if you want to do respectful research, and research where the net gains are not just scientific knowledge, but more a conversation about what this knowledge means, then I think this is the direction that we're going to go increasingly, well, I hope it is, increasingly in the future.
Where do you expect the research to go from here?
Oh, we've got a long way to go. So we're a couple of years in at this stage, and we've been to 4 communities. And it's been a slow process because we have to basically find descendants of the hair donors, and people have, you know, moved, dispersed a lot from when the hair was collected. So I would think another 10, 15 years we'll be going around Australia, visiting as many communities as possible, and start filling in the gaps that we currently have, and, you know, really producing a fairly definitive genetic map of Australia. We're also going to expand from, at the moment we're working with a type of DNA called the mitochondria, which is passed down only through females. We want to expand it to include DNA that's passed down through males, so we can learn about what the guys are up to. So we want to expand the research of the genome, and we can also look then at adaptation, how people have been molded by their local environments to, you know, fit in with the requirements of those for survival.
What could these findings mean for Indigenous people, especially the descendants of the stolen generations?
That's a good question, because of the disruption that was experienced during European colonisation. You know, people were moved around all over the place, and a lot of those connections have been severed as a consequence. So because we see these patterns across Australia, there's a good chance that we will be able to help people reconnect with country, find where their ancestors were.
Dr. Raymond Tobler from the Australian Centre for Ancient DNA, speaking to The Wire's Aislinn Rossi.